You are now listening to The Youth Firm. Your firm are focusing on your issues. Today I'm gladly joined by a young Zimbabwean that you might know by now. That is Calvin Mutize, and he is one of the Mandela Washington Fellows who's now back on the ground in Harare. Calvin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for having me today.
Calvin, of course, you guys have returned to Harare, and as the brand that you're calling yourselves, the Yali Creatives, you've already hit the ground running. Let us know what the Yali Creatives are and what you guys have been doing in Zim since your return.
Great. So Yali Creatives is a group of fellows who are part of the Mandela Washington Fellowship who are in the creative industry, basically arts, media, and entertainment. And whilst we were in Washington, one of the creative members, Munya Blogo, he managed to connect with Christian Epps, who is the lightning director for most of Spike Lee's movies and also a couple of other movies. And recently, he's the one who was the lightning director for Selma, the movie that was done just recently on Martin Luther's life. So Munya connected with Christian Epps whilst they were in Atlanta. A week later, Christian Epps is in Zimbabwe for the International Images Festival for Women. He also did a couple of side events that were hosted by Media Matrix.
And, you know, how important was that to get on the ground and even have this event happen where Christian Epps came to Zimbabwe for this film festival?
I think the biggest thing that we have realized is that as much as we have fellowship, we learned a lot of things. We still have a lot of people back home who are willing to learn. I think that's the most amazing thing, that we have a lot of people back home who are willing to learn from other people who have been through and who have done it. You're looking at Christian Epps, he's got about 20, 30 years. He started doing the work that he's doing now, 16. So you can imagine the amount of years that this guy has on movie sets. And now being able, he wants to, sit down and be able to impart all the knowledge and understanding that he has to people who are currently doing a lot of media-related filmmaking in Zimbabwe, who have got low-budget movies, who have got not enough equipment, but they really want to make quality productions and quality programs that people all over the world will benefit.
And, of course, you told me a bit earlier that Christian Epps will be creating a organization, a foundation to assist African filmmakers. Tell me more about that.
Christian Epps, he founded a program to link American people who are in the creative space with people in Africa to help them in terms of training, in terms of opportunities for them to learn more about the industry that they're currently in a part of. So he's going to be doing a lot of workshops and on-job training, participatory learning projects with a lot of creatives in different nations, not just Zimbabwe, but Zimbabwe is one place that you also earmarked as well to work with as well.
And we cannot forget, Calvin, that you yourself, of course, are the content manager for TV Yangu. What's happening next with TV Yangu?
I think the only way is the way forward, and the only way is the way up. So we're going to try and do our best to make sure that we just continue doing our work and become more innovative, and also helping a lot of the synergies and the opportunities that we got in the U.S. to actually break them and bring them down, and also figure out how to make it more viable and have more content and make sure that everyone is represented.
And under your Yali Creatives banner, what do you guys have in store for some of the young Zimbabweans, of course, who are interested in gaining the knowledge?
There's a whole lot more to come, which for now we hold. But there's so many collaborations that came out of not just of our group of Yali Creatives, but also from some of the people who heard of our work. And so we're looking forward to doing a lot more things on the ground with different people from different industries as well, not just the creative industry, but even to branch outside the creative industry so that other people can also benefit from the things that we have gotten.
Calvin, I want to thank you as usual for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much, Tatenda. We're looking forward to working with you more and connecting up.
That was Calvin Mutize, 2015 Mandela Washington Fellowship alum and also content manager of TV Yangu. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and as usual, everyone, make sure you join me next week.